2 years after a fatal flash flood at Cummins Falls State Park, officials still have not implemented an early warning system that they announced at the time. Now, after a two-year-old boy was swept away at the park, questions about that safety measure have come up again. WPLN's Emily Siner reports.
Cummins Falls State Park has stunning 75-foot cascading waterfalls, but the trail to and from the base is difficult, and it's vulnerable to flash flooding from rivers upstream, even if there hasn't been much rain at the park itself. That seems to be what happened over the weekend. There wasn't enough rainfall in the area to trigger a flood warning from the National Weather Service, but J.R. Tinch with Tennessee State Parks says water still rose to dangerous levels fast.
About 2 minutes. You can imagine how quickly, just within 2 minutes, water rising can occur.
There could be a way to get more advanced warning, according to researchers at Tennessee Tech. They started looking into it after the fatalities in 2017, and they proposed setting up gauges on the rivers that feed into the waterfall. A recent analysis estimates this could warn park officials 1 to 2 hours before a flood. But TDEC has yet to implement this proposal. The agency says it's still working to procure the equipment for the system and is discussing details with Tennessee Tech. For WPLN News, I'm Emily Siner.